Once again, the Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Sucking on chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili dog.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
He's going to make his wiener dance for like 3 minutes.
Fun times today. It's officially the weekend, and at 2:59, a man still looking for his behol, Tam.
Thank you, Mono. Eatsy's Market and Bakery and Gimme the Vin brings you Crips.
Thank you, Monty. Or Ham.
Huh?
I don't know why I think myself. I don't know.
What's going on?
I don't know. I was trying to think about him not calling me Monty. He just called me Crisp.
Crips.
And then it made me say my
he
own name.
You Crips.
Whatever.
Not Crisp.
Thank you, Ham. Thank you. I will now say hello.
Old Crispy.
Hopefully, if they're here, again, they may have just taken the day off. Who knows? The Hardline, who is hopefully over there. Hello.
Indeed.
How did Rosen's beehole not make the emergency?
I don't know, but we're glad it didn't.
Yeah.
Because, you know why? George doesn't like talking about that stuff.
About beeholes?
Even though he's
George
sweet.
Loves that word.
He's a cow farter.
He's a cow farter.
Jubb has lost his edge.
Soft.
He's 60 now, so he's like a grandpa.
Yeah, George makes sure all the Dunham super glue there shut. He doesn't want to have to worry about it.
Hey, now.
Where are you guys today?
Three Wide Brewing.
Oh, that's what it sounds like. I hear beer.
Out by the racetrack.
Yeah.
We're going to start making you guess where we are based on sounds to see how long it takes.
We're one for one so far.
And 40 yeah. liners.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Those two things in particular.
Don't you worry about that. Y'all going to have a special Matty Beers appearance today?
I think
you know
he's
it.
Forced to
Boy,
show
if we're
up.
We're lucky.
Whenever the word beer is issued, it's like his bat signal.
Well, this is the next have a beer in the P1 six pack.
Yes.
Go ahead.
What tiny line for guy?
Oh.
Is he going to have a beer that tastes like a ham sandwich?
I think this one is supposed to taste like prickly pear, if the name is
what
to
kind
be
of pear?
Believed.
Yes.
A prickly pear.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
What's wrong with Lee?
We're going to have him on just to make cat sounds.
Go away, Lee.
He has to talk in cat sounds for 10 minutes.
Earlier, he was talking about one that tasted like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's why.
Oh.
That's the continuity. That's the comedy.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
So line 4 guy brings it all together.
Yeah.
Why is Ben Stiller so ripped?
Have you ever seen Heavyweights?
Yeah, he's always been.
He's always in
pretty
good
built.
Because he owns Globo.
Did you see Dodgeball?
Yeah, he was only big at the end.
I'm familiar with what
Dodgeball.
Ben Stiller's looked like for 30 years. I'm asking now.
What a brag.
He seems peak muscle Ben Stiller. And I'm.
I mean, he was
again,
ripped in Tropic
yeah,
Thunder.
Yeah, Toke Speedman was ripped.
What's up, man?
All right, I retract the entire comment.
Quit putting Ben Stiller
Let's
into,
do
your,
some birthdays.
Into a fat
right.
box.
We defeated Bob. Good job, guys.
Over Ben Stiller. Well, today.
Oh, you think he really looked like the end of Dodgeball?
That's what I'm saying. That's the only yeah. time is when he went fat at the end of Dodgeball.
They had to gain 400 pounds right. for like a 1 minute scene.
He did a raging bull
for one
weight
minute.
Gain. He called it the best 3 months of his life. It was like the whale. Remember the SNL skit, Corby?
Yeah.
They canceled the movie. Today is Friday, June 5th. The 156th day of 2026, 209 days are left in the year. It is hot air balloon day. Did y'all take one out there to Three Wide?
Man, that's an interesting way to travel.
That might have been the way to go today.
It's like an yeah. air...
But it's hot.
Drone.
Whoa. Yeah, but you have no idea where it's going to go.
Well... I think you can
got to be
drive
a way
it.
Yeah, use don't you use fire?
Guide them, but the wind.
I mean, you can
are...
only go like west to east.
Do you think if you
follow the jet stream?
Do you think if you had
straight into power lines?
Do you think if you had George with his butt hanging over the edge,
all sealed shut,
that he could propel you
to the moon,
just in a direction that you wanted to go?
You can't have that.
Or he could make you hover if he farted against the wind.
Light a cow fart and you go straight up.
You can't have that around that much gas. You guys will explode. Open flame? Oh, my God.
Right, yeah, I don't want a Hindenburg up there.
I've told you, the Call of the Void does not allow me to get on a hot air balloon. I would just jump right out of the basket.
You don't want to shoot to Neptune? Your propulsion.
We can't put you on there. We'd have to tie you up. Like, would you do it if we put you in a Hannibal Lecter gurney?
Sure.
Would you enjoy it then?
Or like Garland Green?
And would that freak out the other passengers?
It's just so he doesn't jump.
What if George is on your back and you're just rocketeering around with his cow fart?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
I think if the basket...
Traveling at the speed of light at that point.
The basket would have to be elongated so just barely my eyes could peek over the side. Because it's like...
You're just Wilsoning from Home Improvement?
Like, well, it's like the stadium railings. Feel like you might get top-heavy going for a foul ball and just fall to your death.
Yeah. So
how many people have caught a foul ball in a hot air balloon?
Well, very few, but I'm just saying with those of us who are over 6 feet tall, now more of our center mass is over the top of the basket.
It's not built for you.
No.
There's no way, if it was 4 feet tall, they would be like, boy, it sure is cool looking down. Oh, my God!
Well, if you're 3 foot
just
six,
tumble.
Well, he's talking about a lot more fun.
If it was Wimby,
fighting your instincts.
If it was Wimby, he definitely
would. Yeah, Wimby should not be getting in hot air balloons.
Yeah,
that needs
just
to be in his contract.
Have there been more 3 foot six people or 7 foot people in hot air balloons?
Ooh, we don't have time to adjudicate that right now.
That are gay.
Just I do E-rocks. Like.
Yeah. And then the poor 3 foot six people can't even see over the top of it.
Well,
like,
they put holes.
The
they got to go little rascals and get on top of each other's shoulders.
With a trench coat.
Yeah.
Since there's so many
glory holes for birds.
And one of them has a painted on mustache, so they look like adults.
There's no chance they cut glory holes into hot air balloons.
For birds?
That doesn't make any sense.
In the basket, not in the balloon.
Stop trying to work in glory holes.
I'm hearing a market inefficiency, though.
Put the lotion in the basket.
It's also National Donut Day.
Okay.
So they don't count calorie-wise today.
That's why I have glazed donut face.
Oh. Lucky her. On this date in the year 1944, after finally receiving favorable weather reports, General Eisenhower decides to proceed with the D-Day invasion tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow.
Okay. Will you be back on the air tomorrow just to confirm this?
I have to.
Yeah.
I'm a newsman.
Yeah, confirm it, Lando, tomorrow.
He was there. On this date...
The relative humidity allows us...
In the year 1968, Palestinian Sirhan Sirhan assassinates Robert F. Kennedy, shooting him 3 times and wounding 5 others at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles.
Era.
Pour one out.
Still alive, Sirhan Sirhan.
I'm going to say, I don't know about old RFK.
No.
Luckily, his legacy lives on.
Indeed.
Through little RFK. And in the year 2002, 14-year-old Elizabeth Smart abducted from her Salt Lake City home and taken halfway across the world.
No.
They found her
really.
In Tunisia.
I took her in the mountains first.
Not so much.
Oh, looks like she was at the 7-Eleven down the road.
Now she's a ripped bodybuilder.
Oh.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Getting slurpy.
Really? Why is that?
We have one cumulus birthday today. Corby, I believe you have donned the nickname for one Lindsay from Sales. I always forget her nickname, though.
It's the Sales Beaver.
Uh-oh. Because she's eager to sell.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Nobody sells with a more eager countenance than her.
Let's go disposition, perhaps.
Okay. Happy birthday, Lens.
Happy birthday, Beave.
And to all the Sales Beavers out there, let her be your leader.
Yeah,
your
they need to put that sign up in the sales office. Be a beaver.
Are beavers actually eager?
Are beaver leaguer?
Yeah, they are, because they're eager to build dams.
Super
like
hot.
They work hard in life.
No, damn. I'm not saying they don't work hard.
As does Lindsay.
Horse if they're beaver. All just acting like normal beavers, are they eager?
Is there like one beaver that's like, I ain't doing that?
No, I'm a lazy beaver.
Yeah.
Angry stick. Beavers.
That's right.
Got to go on a hunt.
All right, P1 birthdays. Hey, Monty, my uncle Marty D, a day one P1, is turning 50 today. I'd love to give him a shout out on Why Today Doesn't Suck. His favorite drop, literally anything Jerry Jones related. And if you have the time, please bash the South Lake Carroll Dragons.
Ooh.
That from
yeah.
Carr.
Man, that's pretty yeah, hardcore.
They're good friends of mine.
They're already so down on their luck. I don't know that I'd want to pile on.
We've come out in favor of Sac C, to be honest, and their football program this season.
Yeah,
we are kind of going all in
behind Red Barons.
Boy, y'all got
yeah.
bought yesterday.
And the Sac C Stangs.
Y'all are in the back pocket of Sac C now.
We like the offense he's running.
Which is?
It's effective.
The beer.
The wing
focusing
team.
On scoring touchdowns.
Yeah.
Getting
oh,
the
yeah.
most out of every
speaking
play.
Speaking of market efficiency.
Very, very yeah. balanced offense.
We want balance, but we also want production.
We are concentrating on district this year. Anything less would be a failure.
Mama used to dress me up with a little bow tie, and I would
stains.
Greet the customers as they came through the door.
A little bow tie.
Yay!
Hello, Montesaurus. Hey, please wish my girlfriend, Courtney, a happy birthday.
Courtney.
She's not quite at V1 status yet, but is ascending after telling me a few months back, thanks for introducing me to the ticket. I've noticed her using the phrase SG, especially when referring to A&M,
ooh.
With apologies to Aggie Bob.
Ooh.
Her leaders are the Hardline, Drop Request, Sweet Joy saying, everything's cool. Stay hard from not Big Dom.
Everything's cool.
Everything's cool.
You never do.
Did she live through anything?
Now was a good
cool.
thing.
Mm.
Birthdays.
Okay, bye.
I lived through that.
Robert Kraft, 85.
Mm. Wonder how he's going to celebrate.
I hope he got a yeah. rub and tug today.
I did.
See, he doesn't wait for his birthday to get that done. That's every day's a birthday. Tori Holt and his messed up finger, 50.
Formerly of the Dallas Stars yep. pregame show.
That's not his finger.
Marcus Colston, 43. Robinson Chirinos, 42.
Robinson Chirinos.
Robinson Chirinos. Yeah.
Andrew Heaney, 35.
Robinson Chirinos.
Champion. World champion.
DeMonte KZ, a.k.a. Ron Kazoo, 33.
Yes. Another
gosh.
Great hard
Ron
line drawing.
Ron Kazoo.
He was friends with D. Garrett Blunt.
You got to play that on Snake Pit.
And Sam Darnold, 29. Nico McBrain, 74, of Iron Maiden.
Yes.
The drummer,
Cat.
Big day for Cat.
Kenny G, 70.
I think we had him on the air one time at the Super Bowl.
Kenny?
Is he just playing?
No, he was walking around and we were like...
Where's Kenny Albert?
If I can finish.
Holy cow, dude.
That was impressive.
He was walking around and we were like... Yo, is that Kenny G?
Or is that Carrot
G? Yo.
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 Hey, yo,
you
on Kenny
the air.
G?
We had the party.
Booyakasha.
Ollie G. Corby strikes again. Jeff Garland, 64.
Genius.
Except for when he got fired for sexual stuff.
Yeah.
Yo. Boy, I would have guessed much older than 64.
You like the flame broily.
Ron Livingston, 59.
Greatness.
From Barney Miller?
From Office Space.
Five. Oh, that one.
The
Mark Wahlberg,
Office Space.
55. Joe Gatto, who would impractically joke on you, 50.
He's one of the bad ones.
Yeah. Not my favorite, but no. Certainly a contributor.
I think I'm a Sal and Q guy now. Aesop Rock 50, Nick Kroll 48.
Funny. The great
Pete
Nick Kroll.
Wentz, a Fallout Boy 47.
Three.
Hold on, turning 56 today, Mark Anthony. He's been in a lot of films, such as
Van Halen.
Can't Be the Roots parody. Can't Be Sanford and Son, a Triple X parody. Aw, S, White Mama, You Got Ass. Heavyweight Hotties. Fat Hoes, Black Bros.
That was a boxing film.
And The Slutty Professor. Born This Day, Now Dead. Poncho Villa.
Mm.
And Ryan Mallett.
Mm. Man.
And Down This Day, Still Dead. Kate Spade.
With
Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Y'all could debate how she passed away if you'd like. It's right up your alley.
To put a knife in her ear.
Oh yeah.
Mm. And Conway Twitty, Family Guy.
Nice.
Yep.
Family Guy's own Conway Twitty.
They would devote a whole episode to just Conway Twitty up music videos.
Two.
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Shut it down.
Bye, Justin.
Bye, David.
We'll let you guys go. Stay healthy. Stay away from Coke.
Don't lose your b-hole.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.